What up, chicken heads? This is episode number 52, the Ray Lewis edition of this here podcast. I'm Jackie, a 27-year-old guy living in not-so-central Maryland, here with another audio blog episode where I talk about practically absolutely nothing and make complete just bullshit out of the whole fucking grammatical structure of English, which is language I like a lot. I speak it daily. Right now, too. So, hey, a lot of you probably recognize the song in the background. If not from my podcast, then from absolutely nowhere else, because this is the only place you'll ever hear it, ever, forever, always. So the person who wrote this song wrote a bunch of other shit. New Job is probably up to today still, definitely one of my favorite musical artists ever, period. He was definitely a driving force into my getting into hip-hop instrumentals, and or just hip-hop as a whole. Like, I love hip-hop anyway, but, you know, it's good. I'm not even going to rant about how terrible today's hip-hop is. We all know that. We all understand it. It's been driven into the fucking ground. I don't need to tell you something you already know, or that you can just hear by turning on your local, you know, pop station. With all the hip-hop out there, you know, your Soulja Boys and your T-Pains and your Waka Faka Flames, all that bullshit. Don't listen to that shit, because, you know, I have ears and I like to keep them in good condition. You know, I don't listen to shit. I don't listen to shit. I don't watch shit. I don't read shit. I only read the best. I'm only given the best and I only take the best. So fuck terrible shit. Plus, if you name yourself fucking Waka Faka Flame or Wiz Khalifa, even though he's not a big name yet. If you got a stupid name, I'm probably not gonna listen to you because you got a fucking stupid name, which means you probably have stupid ass music. Or maybe it's the complete opposite. It's reverse music psychology. Who knows? I don't know. I would listen to I would not listen. I was about to say I would listen to a fucking band called, you know, The Ass Plugs or some shit, but I probably wouldn't. Which reminds me, there was a band musical thing in DDR, Dance Dance Revolution, for you unwashed, that there was a group called the Anal Spiders, and not cool. I do not like that name at all. There's nothing about the ass or the asshole region that I like. Nothing about spiders that I like. Just the combination of the two is very gross. Just conjures images of arachnids and buttholes and eggs and stuff. Just not cool. Just not cool at all. So no anal spiders at all. In fact, don't mix insects and arachnids with any body part. You know, I don't know, scorpion nostrils. Not cool. Not cool at all. So why am I hearkening back to this, this song by New Job is? Because one, it's one of my favorite songs by him. In fact, I've said it before, I listened to this song specifically. This is probably the second song, because it's been out since. It's called Just Forget, and I listen to it when I want to just forget. When I've had a shitty day at work or whatever, I just put this on. Like, when I first started Twinkie Beyond way back in the day, what, 5-6 years ago? Something like that. It was July something of 2000, I don't know, 1-2? I think I just turned 21 or 22 that year. 21, I think. And, you know, it's your first time doing a podcast. You don't know what to say. You don't know what to do. It's fucking scary ass shit to talk. Yeah, I mean, you're talking to yourself, and I still am. But, and this is another song by New Job is. You guys have heard this in the background of only my podcast ever. You've never heard it on TV or on CDs or otherwise. It's exclusive to this podcast forever, I guess. You know, it was my way of, like, I like this music. You know, I can hear it in the background. It's gonna calm me down while I talk to nobody / you know, strangers. And it got me into the podcasting group. So why I'm playing this stuff, other than that I like it, is because New Job has died about 10 months ago in a car crash. He was like 33. He was 35 or something. He was real fucking young, and that sucks. But you know, that's what happens. And glad to to be a part, and this sounds fucking douchebaggy prick-ish, it's like the people who say, oh, the book is much better than the movie, or, oh, I was listening to Blah when, before they were even known, before they were named Blah, but yeah, I, you know, a lot of people say that, you know, groups, musical acts, whatever, get better or get known only after the guy dies, and kind of true, whatever, not necessarily with New Javis. I'm sure it came, I'm sure that was this, with, that was the truth for, like, fucking otaku kids, but, yeah, he died about 10 months ago, but I was into him about 6, 7, 8 years ago, so there's that, but, he died, and there's gonna be, like, a tribute concert, in Southern Maryland. I'm not gonna say where. Let's just say outside of DC, and a bunch of people who have been on his records that he's produced beats for. His beats are fantastic. They are top of the fucking line, and a bunch of people who have rapped over his beats that have been on his label or whatever. I've been to his record store in Shibuya as well. I don't think I ever mentioned that, or maybe I have. I don't know. Because he calls samples from just crazy, crazy places. Like folk, like classic guitar, classic Spanish music, rap, of course, rock. It's crazy. When I find a doo-wop, I found like the original songs that he's called stuff from, and it's really crazy how he remixes it and makes it better. Not to say that the original mix wasn't good, but he just does a fantastic job of it. Anyway, tribute concert in outside of DC. Actually, somewhere I was last month for the first time, and it's a beautiful city. I don't know if it's a city, but it's outside of the Chesapeake Bay, which is a huge fucking river. I mean, it's not a river, it's a bay, but it's a huge fucking river here that runs near DC. That connects to the Atlantic Ocean, for you fucking non-geographical people. I know nothing about geography either, but, you know, it's the biggest body of water around here other than the Atlantic Ocean. So anyway, it's at a Dueling Pianos bar there, and I'm going to see them, see this tribute thing. It's a bunch of people who have been on his labels, his CDs, like Substantial, who's fantastic. Actually, Substantial is a local. He's from PG County, around here, PG being Prince George's County. I hate your fucking turn signal, you piece of shit. This is another fucking New Javis piece. It's just cool jazz / hip hop. It's fantastic. Substantial, who's from around here, who's stationed, lives in Baltimore. Some of the best music. He's featured on New Javis stuff a lot. But he's from around here. He plays lounges, and by lounges, I don't mean like, you know, fucking airport lounges. I mean like, you know, relax lounges in Baltimore. And I have yet to see him. I really should. He's one of my favorite artists, and I've just never been out. And I go to Baltimore enough that I should. But it's generally lounges that are for black people, and I'm not black. No, it's for lounges where, you don't see many Asian people. You don't see many Asian people in Baltimore anyway. But I don't know. I don't think I would feel comfortable going by myself. And that's not necessarily a race thing. That's a... I don't know if I could go by myself to a lounge. Because you're supposed to go... Lounges are a social thing. So, Substantial, Apani B-Fly. She sings, raps. Thank You. And Thank You in another really good song that I can't remember the name of. Emancipator, who's fantastic. He did With Rainy Eyes. Look that song up, With Rainy Eyes by Emancipator. And actually, look up the version that has Nas rapping over it. And I don't know much about Nas, unfortunately, but he's so good. I just don't know anything about him. It's like the Wu-Tang Clan. I love a bunch of their shit. I just couldn't tell you the titles of their songs, except for Gravel Pit, because that song's fantastic, and the music video is probably the best music video you will ever see, ever. Fantastic. Ninjas and dinosaurs is awesome. Emancipator, Nas, With Rainy Eyes. If you love hip-hop, you will love that song, period. Emancipator's going to be there. Pace Rock, he's fantastic. It's going to be good. It's only $15, and I really hope that it's just the fans. It's going to be on a weeknight, so I hope it's just fans that are going to be there, and not fucking otaku kids, because it was advertised on some fucking DC area J-pop fan thing. And here's the thing, New Jobbiz is not J-pop, period. And I just hope that it's not a bunch of fucking cosplaying kids. They're going to go there and be like, I love New Jobbiz, I love Samurai Champloo, oh my god. And then they're going to hear like real shit hip-hop and be scared, because otaku kids are not, they don't know shit. I love Gundam Wing. Fucking douchebags, I hate them. Ugh. I can't even do my nerd voice. I hate them so much. So, I'm so psyched about the show. I really am. I haven't seen a concert in a really long time. And, you know, it's a nice venue. I walked past it, and it looked real cool. So, can't wait for that. Going out there with my buddy Ricky, who you can hear on 3guys.info. It's another podcast I do. I fucking plug it enough. You sons of bitches better fucking listen to it. You know, seriously, let me know if you listen to it or not. You know, if, you know, I know, I'm pretty sure that 100% of the listeners of 3guys walk into a bar are from Twinkie Beyond. I will put that out there. I really do think that. And without me, that podcast would be nothing. No, that's not true at all. Well, it's partially true. It's pretty much true. It's fact. Yeah. Let me know if you listen to that. If, you know, you're a listener, you're a loose listener. Ooh, that's hot. A new listener to Twinkie Beyond. Like, I know a few of you only jumped on here, like, this year. This isn't Twinkie Beyond, by the way. But, who just jumped on here, and now you listen to 3guys. Please do let me know. If you don't, that's fine. Don't let me know. I don't fucking care. I don't want to know non-news. So there's that. Yeah, Ricky and I are going, and probably, Derek, formerly of 3guys, walking to a bar, because he likes music, and he's never been to a hip-hop show, and he really wants to go to one. So I'll take him there, and I'll be like, look, you have to talk like this. Yo, 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 it's all hip-hop in the hizzy. That's hip-hop, right? Yeah, no, not at all. God damn, I hate people. Oh my god, people. Here's the thing, like, I'm real fucking old school about it, because I like hip-hop. Get the whole fucking four elements bullshit, which is cool. I like old school hip-hop. I like the culture, you know, not the bullshit that goes on with the fucking gang wars and all that shit, because, like, I'm real into b-boying. I don't b-boy, but I'm real into b-boying, and I have a bunch of friends who do that shit, and, you know, I go into Baltimore, D.C. with them. I'm around that shit, so I like it, and I just hate ignorant-ass motherfuckers who don't get it, but, and also listen to terrible music. So, and I want to thank, this is, like, shit like this. This is, the sound providers that, MMD hooked me up with a few years back. This shit is fantastic too. Good freestyle music. I don't freestyle, but yeah, hip hop culture, love it. Get on it, and etc. Twitter.com/TwinkieBeyond, audioboo.fm/TwinkieBeyond. Let me know if you listen to 3guys. If you don't, if you do and you don't, fuck you. The end.